You're listening to the SansPants Network.
Due to a corporate restructure at S.H.I.E.L.D., Joel Dusha, former head agent, has been demoted, reshuffled and forgotten about in a dusty office right next to the S.H.I.E.L.D. helicarrier's back left engine. What's more, due to a paperwork mix-up, he now belongs to a brand new branch of the agency, Justified Offense Against Evil Life, or J-O-E-L. These are his adventures. It takes you some time. You're moving quite slowly, but the snowmobile glides over snowy hills and valleys across thick ice lakes toward the Arctic Circle. It's got a little GPS on it.
Just double-checking, we're going the opposite way of...
Yeah, Captain Hydra
is going to New York.
He's not your problem.
I'd like to probably getting cut off every now and again. They'd be like, it's not that big a deal. You were like an undead agent of Hydra. Why is it?
You occasionally hear on the little like radio on the snowmobile, like, all Hydra agents, New York is in danger.
Hydra agents?
Sorry. Yeah. Shield agents, New York is in danger. It's got nothing to do with
you. I'm kind of just like, do you think our actions are going to have ramifications?
That wasn't on us.
Your actions will definitely have ramifications. I think
maybe if you deal with the Santa problem, they'll forget all of this ever happened.
So fingers crossed.
That person hiring me.
Have you had experience with a firing squad before?
Me?
No.
He has.
Are they always bummed out?
They never. I'm used to it by this point.
No. You're good.
They are. Yeah,
they're like.
Well, they're bummed out and scared. I've had every execution, form done to me and come through them all.
What's the best?
Probably the guillotine.
Whoa.
Rush. Plus, the thing about me is I got a healing factor. Yeah. So it's not like I'm immune to it. My head comes off.
Do you grow another body or do you grow another head?
Or do you have to hold your head onto your stump?
I grew a new body, but I don't know what happened to the old body now that I think about it. I should look into that.
Where'd the adamantium go?
It's in me.
Was it? Well, I mean, guillotining was... Wait, was it... When did you last get guillotined? Because they stopped doing that like
a while ago.
Who won the sanctioned guillotine? No.
Okay. I was like, because the last guillotine in France, it stopped, but not when you think it stopped.
No,
I don't know how long I've been alive,
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. What's the electric chair like?
That one's, it's all right.
Yeah. What's the worst one?
The worst one would be...
Is there anything that's boring?
Boring. Well, probably lethal injection's not awesome.
Yeah.
Makes you feel sick.
Yeah.
Because it's poison.
S.H.I.E.L.D., but they don't have a firing squad. You keep saying firing.
Well, they were going to shoot their gun at you.
Yeah, but that's not a firing
squad.
That's
in the heat of combat. Probably they'll send him to like a S.H.I.E.L.D. black site, like a prison.
Yeah, then what'll happen to him in a S.H.I.E.L.D. black site?
Well, he'll rot away. Yeah. Never see the light of day. But so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, so they'll put us in a small room. With no windows.
Yeah, I would imagine.
It'll be loud.
It'll be loud.
No ventilation.
Hot.
Probably a drain in the center.
Were we
already in trouble?
Were you part of?
Crest the hill and you can see in the distance the glowing lights of what you assume to be Longyearbyen. Mm-hmm. But also, over the top of it is a kind of shimmering dome. You can also, as you cross, dome.
Tight.
As you cross over this crest, in your mind, you also hear a voice. Go to sleep, Santa Claus. Go to sleep. Stop going crazy. You've gone bananas. Relax. Don't know why you've gone crazy. Just calm the fuck down. It's okay. What about all the kiddies that need presents or whatever? Relax, man.
How does that make us, are we getting sleepy?
Because it's clearly not directly at you. You're only getting sort of the remnants, the radiation of it, if you will. So what you're somewhere in your mind is being like, I should deliver those presents to all those kids.
And also,
I'm tired.
How does just hearing Charles make us feel?
Not a great note. It's not, your interactions with him in the past are never awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a hey. I want to think hey, Charlie boy.
This is a private channel.
Yeah,
They're my thoughts, Charles. I'm just thinking.
Charles,
Don't think back.
You're broadcasted lamb.
You're in my brain.
Yeah.
But that's not my choice.
What do you mean it's not your choice?
I'm sending out a general. Can you? It's hard to focus.
Where are you?
I'm on the edge of the dome.
I try not to think of his bald head.
But you do.
But I do.
Hey, but, cut that out.
Sorry, where are you right now? I'm imagining him on like his big bald head, but then like him right next to his big bald head in a wheelchair. I'm like, oh, fuck.
It's not that shiny, for one.
Your head or the dome?
Well, the dome, but you're thinking of my head.
Yeah, I am. Wait, sorry.
Colossus, get me my hat.
What type of hat is it?
You can't see. You're too far away. You descend down the hill.
All I'm thinking is like, wow, can't wait to see Charles's hat.
You glide across the snow.
Well, he's not that self-conscious about his head, right?
Yeah. He hates it. It's the one thing he can't fix with his psychic powers.
There's a big dome. You didn't hear that. It was a private conversation. At least my eyes are like.
You arrive at. You
it's
can
hard, like. I mean, you can try and talk without thinking. That's the only way.
Yeah.
But then I need to listen without thinking.
Yeah.
Well, so I'm not
just taking no information. That
what I mean is when he was broadcasting and being like in Charles' broadcasting and being like go to sleep, and I was thinking back.
Yeah.
Was that. My thoughts was also being heard by the rest of the party.
Yes, yeah.
Okay,
it was like an open channel, basically.
Okay.
So we're all linked psychically.
You're all linked psychically. You're within the field of Xavier's powers,
okay.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
You, as you get closer to the dome, you can see.
You didn't hear that, right? Like, no, I didn't. No, you did.
Yeah, we all heard it, Bob. As you get closer to the dome, you can see on one end, like a kind of in the snow, up against it is Charles, and he's got both his fingers on his temples, but he's also got like a kind of device around his neck and coming up to his temples, like kind of like a TENS unit. You can also see at places equidistant around this dome what appear to be, well, I'll make rolls for you.
Is he wearing a hat on top of it?
Yeah, he's got a bowler hat on.
That's an awesome. That lived up to the hype.
That's the perfect hat.
You can make the sort of safe assumption that the devices around the dome are like mental amplifiers to keep the dome going. They're like it's like part of a system to keep the dome there.
An extension of his own head, like his own. It's white and smooth.
Shimmer. Yeah. Okay.
Colossus is standing there as well. So is Rogue. Rogue comes up to you and she's like, "I didn't know Shield was going to be here."
Yeah.
She looks at the little sort of sigils on your arms. Joel? Joel?
No, the A is, yes. Yes, it's the justified offensive against evil life.
Right.
Yeah, we're
they didn't send nobody else to deal with the Santa Claus?
Well, they're dealing with Captain Hydra.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
They uncovered another, you know Captain America.
Yeah.
Yeah, they uncovered another E.
But this one's bad.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, that's of no concern. Is S.H.I.E.L.D. taking care of it? The rest of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
I want to think back to the cops we're hearing. You know why?
They are aware of it, yes.
Well, that's all I ask. Well, you could probably all hear this as well. Do they like my hat?
Yeah, it lived up to the hype.
Oh, thank God.
It's a nice hat.
I've got Santa Claus contained within this psychic dome. We don't know what
we're also in.
No, you're on the outside.
All right, yeah.
I don't know what made him go bananas, but he's going crazy in there.
Is he still going bananas?
Yeah, he's attacking people. He's firing lasers at everyone.
Has he spoken at any point?
He's just screaming and yelling.
And you can't see what's going on in his mind to figure out?
No, he's an Omega-level mutant. He's one of the most powerful mutants on the planet.
Aren't you as well?
Well, yes.
I know as much about I know about Omega
Do
level
I
mutants?
Know as much about I know?
Yeah.
Yes, I would say you know.
Okay, cool. Well, it depends. Like, Agent Dusha, because like, he's an Omega level telepath, and I think Santa Claus is an Omega level, like, teleporter, right?
Yes.
Oh, no.
So he could probably...
That's why I've got the dome to keep him trapped.
Is he a teleporter? Because I know he's always a super
He's
speed.
Seven different kinds of fucked is what he
is. Yeah, so like while he is an Omega, he can think like the best. There's no upper limit.
Nobody thinks like me.
See? No one thinks
Watch
just
this.
Like...
Oh, no. Well, watch what?
Professor X thinks so good. You're so impressed.
Damn. Well, see?
I was frightened to what was about to happen, but that was genuinely very impressive, Charles.
Well, I've been training. So, yeah. Yeah, I'm glad you're impressed.
There's no upper limit to
what I can think of.
So, like, if Iceman
say,
was...
Say a thing, I'll think of it.
You with hair.
I'm going to think of you, but bald. How does that feel?
Do I rock it?
Yeah! Not really. Yeah, it's not horrible, but you're like, it's like a bad choice. Like if
I had the choice, I wouldn't go.
Like you could imagine doing it, being like, maybe it'll work out, and then you look at it, and you're like, oh, it didn't work out at all. Yeah, not really funny, is it? He puts in the mental image he's projecting. He puts a bowler hat on your head.
Oh, that's much better.
Do I rock the bowler hat?
Yeah, it looks good. Right. Jaunty. Mm. Well, nobody's getting in or out, unfortunately. So, I've got to keep him contained, and I can't do more than that.
But that does that mean that he doesn't deliver the presents, though?
Yes. It will be a Christmas with no presents for the kids. They'll get over it.
I guess.
But I really wanted a bicycle.
Why are you getting presents?
Why am I getting presents?
You're a grown man.
I want to look just like...
Yeah, I was going
to
say...
What do you mean?
Do you not just... want presents?
It's
nice to get a gift every now and then.
I just don't think about it.
You don't get a gift?
I have interacted with the strangest people today. I'm just a guy.
I get the gift all the time, says Colossus.
Yeah.
Every Christmas.
Sorry, Colossus. I didn't introduce myself to you. So that took me by surprise.
I have been here the whole time.
Sorry.
Nice to meet you, Colossus. I'm Agent Zammit. I got to shake his hand.
It never ends well.
Is he in his, like, big...
Yeah, he's in his metal form. Okay, hey.
Trying to shake hands with a kettle this time.
Yeah.
You don't fuck it up.
Yes.
He is very cold, though.
Ooh, you are a chilly, chilly lad.
Does the... Because obviously we're in the Arctic, yeah. And Joel Zammit has just put his hand on metal.
Did you take off your glove? You would have gotten gloves for a
while. Okay, thank God.
Yeah, you're all right. You're okay.
Would want to feel... No, I probably wouldn't. If okay.
Otherwise, you'd probably get stuck in a handshake.
This one's not on me.
All right, so Charles, as the smartest person here,
yes.
By a long shot.
Right.
What?
I'm liking this.
Oh, you're talking to him.
Well, your name's not Charles.
I just frogged. I was a bit confused.
I think that probably points out that my assumption that Charles is the smartest person here by a long shot is true. Yeah. What would be your next point of attack? Because we're here. We brought back your good friend Wolverine.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Wolverine. Too good for the X-Men.
Wolverine, you said there was no animosity.
Not from me.
Charles, is there animosity from you?
I just think it's rude. I just think when you're part of, you know, in terms of teams, you have the X-Men. That's a name brand. And then you have Joel. Which, I mean...
It's all a subset of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, but Joel, it's not even a real acronym. That's a backronym if I ever heard one, okay?
No, so, they said when I joined that they had the perfect...
Here's something I think is crazy. Has nobody else named Joel joined S.H.I.E.L.D. in the last 6 months?
Well, I point to Wolverine. He's not Joel.
Well, no, but he joins whatever team he can find. He doesn't care.
Does that
hurt Wolverine's feelings, too?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Well... We had Agent Sanders for a bit. Was it a Joel? Was he a Joel?
Was he part of the team?
He was part of today's team.
What happened to him?
He fell out of a helicopter and broke his leg.
Oh.
We're dealing with Spider-Man.
That's a grisly scene, Bob. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Something is affecting Santa Claus in there. So this is obviously not normal behavior from him. Normally, he's delivering presents to kids all over the globe. Mm. And adults.
Mm. I'm nodding like profusely.
You never got a gift. That's strange.
Like, at all,
that feels like
intentional
animosity toward you from Xander. But anyway, that's neither here nor there.
You don't get a gift. You didn't a single
no,
one?
No, I've never. Well, I thought that it stopped when I was 18.
Stopped?
It stopped?
That's even more puzzling.
Bob, what the hell?
It's just for children.
Like, did you get coal or something?
No. Like, just so nothing.
Why would it stop?
Because it's the presence.
I mean, if Santa Claus is real, if he can deliver to all the children, why could he not deliver to all the adults?
I just figured it's a celebration of children.
No.
Not a celebration of children, a celebration for children.
Well, you could not be more incorrect. I'm sorry about that for
well,
you.
Well, I guess yeah, after man, we sorry. Figure this out,
you
wanna,
you, if I get, you want to ride my bicycle every night again?
You're still getting bikes for Christmas?
Well, this year I'm hoping to get a bike.
So you can't eat chickens.
Did you even write a list? When was the last time you wrote a list?
When I was probably like 15.
Well, there you go.
You need to write a what's on your list, Rogue?
Well, I'm looking for a new pair of pants.
See?
Some jewelry.
Yeah.
Motorbike.
Mm-hmm.
You ride whatever, you know, there's no limit to what you write on the list. And then if you're lucky, he gets you like maybe one thing on there.
Yeah. See, I think, if I write one thing, I reckon I'm guaranteed that one
well,
thing.
Well, that's the other strategy,
And every year, it's got done me crazy. Yeah, I'm getting a bike.
Joel Dush's sad Christmas aside, something is affecting him. He's not normally behaving like this. Now, I don't want to risk any of my X-Men sending them in. You two, I don't really care about.
What about Wolverine? He's part of the team.
Oh, well, Wolverine's welcome to do what he likes. I'll go in, whatever, I don't care. I feel like there is some animosity.
Yeah. Is Wolverine, do we sense that Wolverine trying to prove himself to Charles?
There might be some element of that here.
What the fuck is going on today?
Dusha, Agent Dusha, isn't Wolverine older than Charles?
Yeah, what?
Is he just feels like he's trying to like rebel against his dad.
No, that doesn't, that's not the vibe I'm
getting. I can read thoughts. Ooh, you're very clever trying to have a private conversation.
Well, you're very rude for interrupting our listening to our private conversation.
I can't help it. I'm
that
sorry.
That doesn't make it okay.
That's how my brain works. Now.
All right, Charles.
Fine. So you're not willing to send some
Rogue
people in
or Colossus
there.
In with us.
No, they're more here for company, really. Well, I contain Santa Claus.
Okay.
I think this is my assessment. Something is, normally he's a jolly guy.
Yeah.
He's full of Christmas cheer. Something is interfering with that. He appears to have some kind of, from the mental image I can see, some kind of device on him.
Uh-huh.
Maybe that's what's causing it. Probably.
Go in, break the device. Everything should be fine.
Now, I saw some images of like elves. Like
there are also many sort of strange thought. I don't know what they are. Creatures in there. Elves, gingerbread men, running amok, stabbing people with candy canes.
Mm.
It's a sort of hell in there, if I'm honest with you.
Okay. All right. Have we had reports of Santa Claus like... Are they real as well, or are they or are they new?
They're probably new.
Okay.
Well, you don't really know, to be honest. You know what? I'll roll for you. You don't know.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
You got a
thanks,
four,
Dice.
Thanks, Dice.
Yeah. Actually, you got a no but, so you've no idea if they're new, but...
But you Charles will happily give us either Rogue or Colossus, but not both.
Okay, look. Colossus, when we're on the way here, right, in the X-Men plane.
Is it called a Blackbird, sir?
Or the X-Plane?
No, it's a new one. Oh. I wanted to listen to music. I wanted to listen to some Christmas carols, because 'tis the season. Colossus said no, he wanted to focus. So, Colossus, you can go in with them, you know? And then maybe while me and Rogue are out here, we can listen to whatever we like on the radio.
May I recommend Melissa?
No, I think I'll pick the explicit version of Santa Baby, as sung by Michael Bublé.
I want to fuck Santa!
I want to fuck Santa! Fanta! It's a horrible rap.
I want to fuck Santa!
I love Michael Bublé's explicit Santa rap.
I want to fuck Santa! Fanta! Manta Ray!
There's just one thing for sure I'm fucking today! It's Santa, baby! And I'm here to fuck!
See, this sucks. It's Colossus. I don't know why he wants to listen to it. It's terrible.
I'm like just bopping along. It gets you into the season.
No, it doesn't.
Come, Peter.
It's fucking horrible. Professor X, with his mind, he opens like a tiny little doorway. Cold air rushes out, as well as like tinkly Christmas music and the sound of screams. Well, Better now than never, says Colossus. He walks through the doorway, as does Wolverine.
I feel like Colossus, now that that song's playing, he's like, you know what? I'm gonna get out of here.
I gotta get out of here.
All right. Like, pat myself down to like, well, no bullets.
And walk no gun.
Okay, you enter into Longyearbyen. You can see the town has been kind of like transformed into a sort of Christmas wonderland. Yep. You can hear distantly within the town the sounds of screaming, and you can kind of see as well the shape of gingerbread men with torches and spears rushing through between the houses. You can see elves as well kind of scuttling around in the darkness, and above it all is jolly Santa Claus, and he's holding out his arms and just firing lasers into the surrounding buildings. The buildings are catching fire. A lot of the buildings are already on fire. The screams litter the air. There's like embers, you know, into the night sky. It's a fucking mess.
Can we see if there's anything visibly on him that's wrong? Whether it's like a collar or anything like that?
You can see on Santa is he's got, yeah, like it's kind of like a vest. And the vest has two large kind of devices over his chest. And it's maybe glowing green.
Okay.
You also got, so this was for you, this was for you, Dusha. That was a yes and. So if there's anything else you'd like, you can have it. It was a fantastic success.
Do I recognize, yes and, I hopefully recognize sure. the device.
It looks like a Hydra device.
Oh, no.
You know, without all the, like, bloodshed and the screaming and Santa Claus shooting lasers from his hand, this is actually quite pretty on Christmas.
Yeah, well, I mean, every house is covered in Christmas lights. Very it's probably pretty. In the
And on fire.
And on fire.
I said apart from the on fire.
In the center
Why
of
you gotta
town,
take it away from me?
Probably a gigantic burning Christmas tree as well.
And, like, look at that Christmas tree. Now, if you can imagine it, not on fire.
I feel like I've gone to Christmas in hell.
Well, yeah, currently.
It's quite a bit what it's like.
But, like, if you take away the hell aspect...
It's hard to also take away the screaming and the blood spilled on the streets.
I understand that. I'm just saying if you used your imagination and just took that away...
Why do
really
I want to do
pretty.
That?
I'm just making a passing comment.
I've linked you all psychically. You love to bicker. You know why the X-Men work and Joel doesn't? Because we're a team. You too, man. Anyway.
You're just bickering with Colossus?
I've linked you psychically.
I mean, look at Wolverine's joined our team.
Yeah, well, it's Wolverine. No, I love you, boys. I love you. Don't worry. Never forget it.
Just like the same facial expression about no bike.
So we should be able to talk to each other is what I'm saying.
Yep.
Links you psychically, you can mentally communicate.
Thanks,
and you can talk
Charles.
To me if you want.
Yep. Okay, we will.
He appears to be wearing a vest that
right?
I... recognizes a Hydra device.
Hydra
Charles.
Device?
Do you know what it does? I'm mind control, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I think mind control. It is confusing that it's on his chest and it controls his mind, which is famously located in the head.
Well, maybe it's like, you know, like his heart is where he keeps most of the Christmas spirit or something.
I think that it could have turned his heart bad.
Well, I don't know. I'm just
like
spitballing.
Like it shrunk, you know, say
like
three sizes that day. Yeah.
A Grinch is real.
That's what I was thinking, Charles.
Well, have a think, Charles. You can
I am famously the best at thinking. You're once again wowed by how good he is at thinking.
Did he get sort of the bottom of it? Did he have a thing? Or is he just
about that Grinch?
Or is he just thinking about the Grinch?
Really impressed at how good he is at thinking about the Grinch.
I've thought about the Grinch before, but never that good.
It pales in comparison to his thinking about the Grinch. During this time, Colossus has climbed maybe a water tower to get like a sort of eagle-eyed view of the town. There's a lot of people in danger, he says. Maybe we could help them before going after Santa Claus.
That's a good idea. If we can get them out of the psychic field, then at least Rogue and Professor X can hopefully contain everyone else and, you know.
There's out on the ice, you can see you're kind of near the sea.
Mm-hmm.
There's some people out on the ice. They're being menaced by some gingerbread men.
Well, let's...
There's also some people trapped in a coal shed up on the mountainside.
Coal or coals?
Coal.
Okay, that makes more sense than an Australian supermarket chain.
No, I don't know that.
Sorry.
And further up the hillside, it appears some people trying to get away are being menaced by a polar bear. Don't know if that's related.
I think the polar bear isn't usually a Christmas thing.
No, I don't know.
It's a polar bear.
Should probably stop it still.
Yeah, dude.
All right, so we got gingerbread people being hassled on ice, people stuck in a coal shed,
yep.
and people being hassled by a polar bear.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
There is four of us.
Yeah, there's four of us, three problems. Very simple. Who's the best at polar bear? Not it.
We'll be, okay, so I reckon...
I've fought bears before.
Yeah, I was going to say, wait.
I'm Wolverine.
Yeah.
I think Colossus, if you're going to go take care of the polar bear, Wolverine, you go take care of the gingerbread man. If you go to the coal mine, because right. you... If there is poison, you can just cop it. And we could probably take on...
Poison?
Coal mine's gases! The canary in the coal mine!
I think it's okay, bud. Sure.
That's cool. And we can, I got gingerbread.
Yeah. I eat those. Yeah.
Wolverine and Colossus.
The worst part about gingerbread men is, well, and they'll find this insulting, I eat them. I don't like them.
Yeah.
But what else are you doing?
Yeah.
Exactly. Sometimes you kind of like, you know, you just break it off and you're kind of having a bit of a think. Well, you chewing on them?
Yeah.
A bit stale?
Yeah.
They look like they should be better than they are.
Yeah.
Like you expect the icing to have its own flavor, but it doesn't.
Yeah.
Sometimes you make a gingerbread house and you're like, I'm done with this. And you just put in the bin.
And that sucks because eating a house.
That's great.
That's really awesome. Fun. Yeah.
I think I wish just gingerbread was sweet.
Yeah, I get
that. Like if it was like a cake man. like how the consistency of gingerbread.
Or like a biscuit man. Yeah. I agree.
Like
if
it had like the same kind of taste as like an Anzac biscuit.
Oh,
that would be all right. Or even just like, you know, like those biscuits with icing on them.
Just like a sugar cookie, basically.
Yeah
that'd be awesome.
That would be good. Mint slice.
Yeah. Oh.
Yes, brother.
Mint slice house. I'd love to eat that. I get where the witch is coming from.
Yeah.
It's cool to eat your own house. I get where Hansel and Gretel are coming from. It's awesome to eat a witch's house.
Eating your own house and then falling in your own oven. Hoisted by your own petard. You watch as Colossus rushes up the mountain through the snow and Wolverine heads to the coal shed.
Coal shed. Yeah, there's not going to be any poison there.
No, dude, I think it was like they're trapped, so it would be like either unlock it or it's like... he didn't say. I was like, I thought maybe like you had to like break open the door or something. I mean,
well,
he's got knives.
You don't know. You
anyway.
Maybe it was a good call. We're heading out onto the ice. I forgot it was on the ice.
Get out of the ice. It is unstable, but you can see ahead of you where the ice starts to like crack away and just become freezing cold ocean.
Yeah.
Kind of cornered are a bunch of Longyearbyen citizens. They are completely trapped by these gingerbread men. I'd say there's maybe six gingerbread men.
Okay.
And they are with spears menacing them to try and get them into the ocean.
When we walk towards them, do we pass like any sort of like burning buildings, a burning Christmas tree or something like that?
Yeah.
Sweet. Can I brand like just kind of get a flaming torch kind of thing?
I'll say you can have
like a brandish or
like a plank with a bit of fire on it.
Yeah, absolutely.
2x4 in brackets, hot.
Hot 2x4. That's your new weapon. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Yeah. All right. They don't like to be like, you know, burnt, right?
Hey, gingerbread fox.
They all turn around to you.
Come pick on someone your own size.
They're bigger than you're bigger than them.
Wait, hang on. How big are they?
They're like... probably like the size of a short guy. We'll go to initiative.
Charles, can you psychically tell the gingerbread men? I was gonna say come at us, but like just walk in the ocean.
Well, he can try.
Yeah, I guess like
because I'm like
sure he would have tried that though.
I don't know.
Knowing Charles,
what does salt water do to a gingerbread man?
Well, I don't know if they can swim.
Yeah. Getting your biscuits wet is not usually something that's good. Although, gingerbread you dip in coffee, I guess.
True, but it gets soggy, like a soggy biscuit.
Yeah, soggy biscuits.
Soggy biscuit.
No. Like the game.
Like that amazing game.
A game that everyone should keep playing.
Yeah, it is good. The gingerbread men go first.
Oh. And there's six of them, right?
Yeah, there's six of them.
And I'm at what health? Health?
Well, instead of attacking you, the gingerbread men in unison bring their spears down into the ice and then push away.
They're running away?
They are basically, it seems like, trying to separate themselves from you so they can keep menacing the townspeople.
How many townspeople are there?
I would say there's about maybe 10.
Are there six gingerbread men?
Yeah. The townspeople are unarmed. Anyway.
They're scared.
The flow,
I mean, you would be too.
The flow that they...
I'd just be upset.
They crack away starts to slowly drift. It's pretty easily steppable now, but the longer you wait before jumping onto the flow with them, the wider that gap is going to get. Dusha, it's your turn.
I guess I use a fast attack.
Oh, okay. So you can do that on two people?
Yep. So I'm assuming I can move onto the ice
that's
breaking
that's
off
fine.
And then attack two gingerbread men.
Yep.
There's a version of me that likes to pretend I've got my life plotted out like a season arc. Clear structure, everything's paying off, no filler episodes. The truth is, dinner is usually more like an unplanned bottle episode where I'm just staring into the freezer hoping for a miracle and all my budget is gone. That's where Omaha Steaks come in. It's the plot armor my dinner plans didn't know they needed. Steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, and sides. All delivered straight to my door, so I'm never caught in a what's for dinner cliffhanger. I did the burgers last week, put them straight on the grill, and it was easily a series high. Like someone finally gave this show a decent budget. Way better than the usual grocery aisle filler content. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com is basically the pilot episode you want to start with. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99, plus get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
I'm going to say you have trouble on this just because the ground is slippery.
Okay.
That's a success to hit them.
Whew.
Now let's roll your damage, which is 11. So they both take, I'm going to say 5 health each. Okay. 5 damage each.
Oh, rounding down, I see.
Yeah,
I am. DM hates me.
Yeah. Oh. Gingerbread Man, though, thankfully, are exceptionally weak. You grab them by the head. Maybe you grab two by the head and tear their heads off from their bodies. Like I said, it's just gingerbread.
Yeah.
Take much. Their bodies flail around for a little bit, still animated, like a chicken without its head.
Yep.
And then they run maybe off the floor and into the water.
Yep.
Zamet, it's your go.
Okay. So if I was to step over the crack.
Yeah, you can still do that.
And I can attack them and it's fine. I can get to them basically. Mm-hmm. Is there any way, is it now starting to drift off, or is there somewhere a little bit further up we can, like, maybe hop back onto the mainland? Or are we...
It's kind of drifting
away. Are we going to, like, goodbye?
The longer you're on this flow, the bigger the gap's going to get. Right now, you can step over it with relative ease. The next turn, you can step over it probably fine-ish. And the next turn after that, you might need to jump it.
Okay.
Start getting the fellas off the thing.
All right. Can I, is there any... I guess, burly-looking townsperson that I'm like, here, and I give them the 2x4, hot, and then I help some of the other people.
So you get the townsperson to fight.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, no worries.
Like the toughest-looking guy.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, I say you, whilst Agent Dusha is dealing with the two gingerbread men, and the gingerbread men are sort of distracted, you get a burly-looking guy, looks like a lumberjack, to come over. And you give him the burning. What do you want me to do with this?
The gingerbread. Just hit start them. Wailing away. I'm gesturing to the. It's gonna break. We need everyone to.
Okay, he gives you a thumbs up.
Surely, after seeing me tear the head off two gingerbread men, and I just look like a regular guy, I would have filled the town with some confidence. Yeah.
I'll add him to the initiative order.
What's his name?
Sven.
Sven. Okay.
Yeah.
Like the reindeer from that movie.
Like the reindeer from movies. Exactly. Charles Xavier, in your minds, can I help at all?
Can you read the gingerbread minds?
They're gingerbread.
I think so.
They have no minds, is what I'm saying.
So they're not alive?
But I can try and stop them or help at all.
How's Colossus and Wolverine going?
I'll give you a sit rep on them. They're fine.
tell the gingerbread men to walk into the water?
Unfortunately, that's his turn.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Thanks, Charles.
You're so useful.
Sven? He got a no butt. Sven, you see he's like very strong, but you quickly realize he has no combat proficiency whatsoever. He's just kind of swinging the bat wildly. But what it manages to do is scare townspeople away from him. And they, to get away from his swinging, flaming bat, they move through the gingerbread man and over and start coming back onto the onto the shoreline.
Come on, jump.
Then it's the gingerbread man's turn.
Uh-oh.
Now, it's you and Sven, really. I'm going to say 3 of them go for you, Dusha. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That, they miss. Thankfully. You sort of duck and weave out of the way. Maybe you bring up one arm and grab one of the spears. Yeah. Maybe even snap it to stop them from stabbing you again. And Sven also, he's flinging that bat around. The gingerbread men don't want to get close to him. Dushritz, you'll go.
I guess I'll just attack the nearest gingerbread man.
All right, you going to, with your shotgun, with your body?
Knife.
Knife? All right, nice. Unfortunately, that is a miss.
Mm.
You swing the knife wild, but the gingerbread men are too, they're like short guys.
Yeah.
They're hard to get a handle on. Zamet, what would you like to do?
Can I help Sven?
You can help Sven.
Is that a reaction?
Okay. It might even be an action, to be honest.
Because I was thinking either a helping Sven attack or helping more of the townsfolk across.
Yes, you can help Sven. You can help Sven or you can help the people across. It's up to you. Help Sven, what that will do is it'll give him an edge on his next action.
Excellent. Well, I want to help Sven by being like, no. Don't hold it by the non-flaming part.
Okay.
Focus.
Oh!
Focus. Like a bat. You baseball?
No.
You baseball?
Cricket.
Like cricket.
It's Charles's turn. Can I help at all? Anything else? You want me to try and sell the gingerbread man down or some shit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Get him to jump in the sea, maybe?
You feel like...
Can you make Sven more proficient at fighting?
I really like both of you putting all of your eggs in the Sven basket. Okay,
we've got an extra guy.
Yeah.
And we know that the gingerbread thing mightn't work because he's already said maybe he won't. I'm like, all right.
They've got no minds. But if we can make Sven, like, top dog.
So the shimmering dome that's above you, the sky, it's kind of like there's an aurora borealis over you right now. A kind of like a tendril of that psychic energy swirls down and into Sven's head. Sven's going to be fucking going crazy.
We've just turned Sven into the Punisher.
Yeah. Sven, whoa, it's his turn now.
Yeah,
Sven, you watch, it's like, you're like, hey, other end. He flips it around. The psychic sort of tendril connects with the back of his head. And he goes fucking bananas. He whacks three gingerbread men with... He, like, collects them with his 2x4 and slams them. Their bodies explode into a kind of shower of gingerbread, dough, and gumdrop buttons. There are six left. No, sorry. There are four left. Dusha, it's your go.
So you've killed two.
I've killed two.
He's killed three.
And there was six.
So now there are
four left.
Four left.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought there were nine.
Three more popped up. Crawled out of the ocean. They're wet. Yeah. They're like, it doesn't matter. If you push me into the sea, I would have come back
there
stronger.
There are four salty gingerbread men.
I go to banging heads again.
All right. You're going to go for a banging heads?
I'm going to go for a banging heads.
All right. Oh, okay. First one was a success. Hey, nice. You grab two gingerbread by their heads, slam them together, and it's like getting two cookies and grinding them into each other. You basically grind their heads until there's nothing left. The gingerbread bodies flop to the snow in a like way too realistic and human manner. Zamet, it's your go. There's two gingerbread men left
now.
And I'd say pretty much everybody's off the flow at this point.
Yeah, and how far away is the flow from the main area?
At this point, you're going to have to make a jump to get back.
Excellent.
Well, which side are you on?
I'm not on the float. Okay. I'm on the other side.
Yeah, cool.
I did not step over.
You could help again if you wanted to.
I was like, does anyone here have a gun or bullets? I look at the townsfolk and ask.
They probably, one of them has like a rifle.
What?
It's clearly like a hunting rifle.
Okay.
And they hand it over to you.
Thanks.
Two bullets, he says.
Perfect.
You think they've been fighting the gingerbread man this whole time?
Yep.
This is what's left.
Okay, cool. Well, I want to like kneel down,
mm-hmm.
take aim.
Okay.
And like try and shoot
one of the gingerbread
men.
You hit.
Yes.
One of the gingerbread men gets shot in the sort of maybe a gumdrop button.
Yeah.
It goes flying back onto the snow and then slops into the water. There's only one left. Charles Xavier. What? Anything else? I made that Sven guy super powerful.
You did.
I'm gonna make him stronger.
Sven rocks. Yeah, I guess.
Okay, sure.
Is that a permanent thing, Sven?
Well, now once I take the tendril, I mean, I'm kind of piloting him like a puppet at the moment.
Oh!
Is that fucked up? I don't know.
No, it's fine.
Please do it.
Okay. You see, like, another tendril come out and connect into his head again. It's kind of like he's got, like, an octopus coming out of the back of him now. Sven turns around and puts two fingers to his temples, sort of Xavier style, and a psychic beam collects the other gingerbread man and kind of deletes it from reality.
Whoa!
You're out of initiative, you're out of combat. The flow is... pretty far away. It's like maybe 2 meters away from the shore.
Oh, that's a big jump.
Do you want to jump? Okay.
What are we going to do, Sven?
Sven, I guess we're just going to have to jump for it. How are you?
Not the problem. Sven in one beautiful leap. It's almost like the tendrils are holding him up like a puppet. Like he's in the air way longer than he should be. And he lands superhero pose style on the other side.
Fuck. fucking super spell. All right.
And then I guess
I must help the other citizens, he says. And he rushes off.
Man, we created the opposite of a monster. This rules.
I guess yeah. I try and jump the loop.
Do I need to get a bridge? I'll get some tube. I'll use
anything at this point.
Is any rope?
Are you going to look for rope?
I'm going to look for rope and like some kind of floaty.
Because now we've entered a situation where it's too far for me to jump, right?
Yeah, probably at this point.
I'm just sailing off to sea. Goodbye.
You don't find anything, and the flow gets further away. Probably at like 4 meters away from the shore now. You'd have to swim.
It'll be so cold.
You could search again.
1 minute.
I don't think jumping in freezing temperatures and then standing directly next to a fire is good for me.
I don't think anything is good for you right now, dude.
You find a kayak, but you don't know what it's going to do on this side of the flow.
I got a kayak. Okay, I got a boat.
Yeah?
Huh.
What would you like to do?
I want to start dragging the boat towards the flow.
Yeah,
the
no worries. You can get it in the water.
Okay. All right, I want to hold on to it.
Yeah.
It's got paddle.
Yeah, it's got a paddle. Yeah.
And kayak, okay. One seat, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. If I want to, not let it go, but, see where it's drifting towards.
If there's probably, say, a 5 meter gap,
yeah.
You can probably shorten that with the kayak to, I'll say, 3.
I can push it towards you.
But this is your chance, because if you don't do it now, the flow's going to get further away.
But also,
you would land on the top of the kayak and have to balance.
Yeah.
And then
paddle.
Clamber in or paddle back.
Turn the kayak upside down and use it as a bridge. 3, 2, 1, I'm jumping.
I'm like, but it's slippery.
Yeah, but it's got a hole in the top that I will just bounce off.
What does he mean? What?
Bounce off a hole.
What do you mean?
The kayak is flat at the bottom, mate. Oh, wait.
No, it's not. It's a boat.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I flip it upside down and push it towards you.
Now, Dusha, you have your agility. That's a -1.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Okay.
So
you got 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Good roll. Down to 14. I'll say that's enough. You make the leap onto the kayak. Now to balance.
Another agility roll.
Yeah, another agility roll.
I mean, it's wet.
Okay. That's
peaked.
Pretty bad. That's 6. It's 11, 12, but down to 11. That's fine.
Yep.
You balance when you land, you balance on the kayak. But now you got to climb along the kayak, which is your final agility roll to get to shore. You're fine.
Whoa.
You're fine. The water laps at your boots. You're in cold weather gear.
Yep.
It laps at your boots, but you manage to make it to shore. You have a rifle with one bullet.
Uh-huh.
Or Sven's in there somewhere.
Yeah.
A Sven somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, we're out of initiative. We can talk to Xavier now, right?
Yeah.
Where's Sven?
Sven, he's stopped. He's killed the polar bear.
Didn't Colossus do that?
Colossus was kind of trying not to do it without killing the polar bear. Because I think the polar bear is just sort of like here, but
was here. I
but yeah, gone now. Sven tore his head off.
Yeah,
he's wearing it, and he's
maybe
rushing
we
over.
Didn't create the opposite of a monster.
And he's rushing towards the coal shed now. Seems like
Wolverine hadn't fixed that.
Well, I know Wolverine's doing fine there. He's got everybody, but Sven's just—I don't know—he's going to join Wolverine.
Okay,
Santa's yes.
Can we send Sven to Santa?
What would you like him to do?
Try and remove the vest, and we'll meet up with him soon.
Okay.
Yeah, do we know that if Santa made the gingerbread man, and also if Hydra put the thing
I'm
on
gonna
Santa.
I'm going to let you in on something, my good friend Agent Zammit. We know jack shit about what's going on.
Yeah, okay. I'm just wondering if there's any Hydra agents around.
We asked the world's greatest thinker, and he was like,
Is there any Hydra agents around? I yell into the sky, realizing
I can't tell if they're Hydra agents, but there are people here who aren't Longyearbyen citizens, for sure.
Where are they at?
They're hiding in one of the houses.
Where's the house?
I can send a psychic tendril to guide you to it if you want.
Yes, please. But can you also send Sven to Santa?
You want me to get him to tear off the device on him?
Yeah, remove the vest.
Okay, all right.
What could possibly go wrong?
Well, if it's making his heart small, what if it is attached to his heart?
If we kill Santa,
yeah,
that won't happen.
He's a mega level mutant.
Yeah, but he can still die.
You watch as Sven.
Have more faith.
So no. you can see two psychic tendrils coming down from the dome. One comes down in an arrow that points to a house. And the other is clearly connected to Sven.
Yeah,
it's funny to just see a tendril come out of the air and just like, that went into him again. He's got so many in him.
You rush toward the house at the same time as you can see Sven is climbing buildings. Because Santa is hovering, obviously.
Yep.
Sven's climbing buildings to try and get to Santa.
Yep.
You arrive at the house at the same time as Sven leaps from a building onto Santa and grabs onto the device on his chest. You don't see what they're doing. You can't quite see what's happening up there. Okay. You're at the door.
I knock.
Nobody answers.
Coming in. I knock again,
mm-hmm.
but I open it as I knock.
Okay, you open the door and you can see huddled here are four Hydra agents. You can see this building as well, this sort of house,
yep.
has been kind of converted into like a secret base of operations.
Uh-huh.
There's a bunch of computers here. Yep. There's a bunch of devices. There's like a workshop. You can see on some of the documentation, Project Mistletoe is written. The Hydra agents, though, they look like they're shitting themselves.
Turn it off!
We can't!
What do you mean?
When we just wanted to have Santa Claus on Hydra's side, you know? We thought that would be good. He's such a symbol of good. What if we made him a symbol of evil?
Did you write a list?
We got presents.
Okay.
What?
I'm like, yeah.
You mean coal, yeah?
No.
What?
That part is a myth. We wanted him to be Santa Hydra Claus. That was the plan. But his inherent Christmas cheer is causing all of our devices to go haywire. So
if it gets, what happens if it gets ripped off?
Usually a look of terror.
Child, stop.
What? There is a horrendous wet explosion. You maybe like look out the house window and you can see Sven's head lands on the sort of pavement and then Santa's head.
We had it rigged to self-destruct.
I thought it.
If anybody tore it off,
I figured it might have.
What have you done?
I look at.
He was a mega level mutant. It shouldn't have been that easy.
I told you they can still die.
A bomb.
It
was connected to his heart.
That's why it was a mess.
Oh my god!
She shrunk his heart too. So you owe me a bike.
Rogue
a pair of jeans.
Hydra's killed Santa.
Hydra?
Hydra's killed Santa.
Hydra?
Who put the bomb on Santa?
They didn't rip it off.
It wasn't a bomb. It was a heart control device that just happened to have a self-destruct option.
I think I know why he never got a present.
Yeah, or a promotion. Oh,
sorry.
I'm the head of S.H.I.E.L.D.
He got presents, but they stopped.
Why?
I guess this is why.
I turned 18.
Well, you're never going to get the present. Nobody will ever get the present again. You step outside, you can see there's no more screaming. Well, there's some screaming. As the Longyearbyen citizens are standing around the exploded corpse of Santa Claus. You can see that there's no gingerbread man. The elves, they've all kind of maybe died in place or disappeared.
Is there Santa Claus's corpse around?
Yes.
Can I walk over to Santa Claus's corpse?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. His chest is exploded.
Does he have a jacket on?
Does he have a jacket?
Yeah, his clothes are there. They're bloodied, but they're there.
Wait, give me a minute. I've seen this before. Can I take off his jacket and put it on?
Yes, you take off the jacket and you put it on.
What happens?
You can tell the jacket is like, there's like a remnant of like Christmas spirit to the jacket, but nothing changes about your body. You don't become Santa. Perhaps, says the Hydra agent, we need to get you to the North Pole.
Maybe.
And you can get in the sleigh and you can deliver the presents.
Maybe. Hang on, I can feel a remnant. Just don't look at me. Can I go pick up his head and take his hat off?
Yeah.
Put that on.
Yeah, you can. Like, there's a bit here, but you don't know if it's Santa Claus magic, like from the movie Santa Claus, or if this just is magical inherently. And
like,
that's
what if I touch his face a bit? Anything
it
like
feels
magical?
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Colossus and Wolverine come on the scene. Charles is like, oh my, probably the whole time since Santa exploded. Oh my God.
Agent Dusha fucked this one again.
You blew up Santa Claus.
He blew up Santa Claus.
That's like, he's like the guy.
Now
you understand?
How's Rogue doing?
Hydra killed Santa, not me.
How's what doing?
How's Rogue? Is she okay?
She's crying. Yeah, I'm going to cry too. No present for any kid. Forever?
Sort it out.
No presents for me. No. What were you going to get, Charles?
I was helping to get a shed for the mansion.
Yeah, yeah. Guess what?
One of those little prefab sheds.
Yeah, that sounds. You know what that sounds
start
like?
Start a grow operation.
That sounds lovely.
Yeah.
Not going to get that there, are you?
Well, I can't. I'll just have to buy it with my own money. It's not as fun.
Not as fun at all. Yeah. You got to buy my own bike?
Oh, that sucks, man. All right. Well, maybe if we get you to the North Pole, we can figure something out.
Yeah. This is. You should be wearing this jacket. I say as I trudge towards. No,
it clearly
something.
Means. Hydra killed Santa! I'm innocent!
Hydra have a kind of like large snow-going vehicle with treads.
Hey, Hydra.
Hell, Hydra.
Yeah. I said hey, but
all right.
Sorry, what was that?
For saying Hail Hydra. I'm still Hydra.
Yeah, he's Hydra.
We've just
got
a common, you know, sort of problem to fix.
Yeah. Hey, Hydra. We got to get to the North Pole, I think.
Yeah.
You have a snowmobile?
Yeah, we've got this big snowmobile that we've been using, it's a sort of snow-going vehicle. Yeah,
so because Santa's blown up now, Hydra have just given up their mission and just like, whatever.
It's a pretty demoralizing.
Yeah, dude. What did you wish
you
for?
Why'd you put a bomb on him?
It wasn't a bomb.
It wasn't a bomb.
They just didn't want him to take it off himself.
See?
You ever seen the movie Suicide Squad?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's kind of like that, the bomb in the brain.
See? They explain this.
Yeah.
They're basically like the American government. See?
Right, yeah. In a way, that's political, eh?
They get it.
A political story.
Yeah, see? Yeah,
the novel does the satire pretty well.
Yeah, see? Hydra, no.
El Hydra, yeah. You get in the snowmobile and you cruise toward the North Pole. Uh-huh. You, I would say Colossus is going to come with you, and Charles too. Probably everybody.
Yeah.
Is
do you have some of the Hydra agents, I guess?
Yeah. You're all together.
Gang's all here.
I'm just sitting there being like, what the fuck is wrong with everyone?
Can't believe
you arrive at the North Pole. It's a Christmas wonderland. You can see Santa's workshop.
I'm not telling his wife. You can tell his wife what you did.
I didn't do anything. I wasn't even the one who removed the vest.
I'm just like,
I literally did nothing.
Siding up with Charles. Can't even take responsibility.
Can't even take responsibility.
You were Sven. You took off the vest.
I was just doing what you told me to do. You said take off the vest.
And you heard it.
Zaman had some reluctance. You said, can I quote you? Do you mind if I quote you?
You can quote me.
What could go wrong? Santa's blowed up.
He's an Amiga level mutant.
Yeah.
So he'll be fine. That was you.
A bomb shouldn't have killed him.
Bomb attached to his heart.
That blew off his head?
It's the chest area,
you know. Kind of like a Rock'em Sock'em Robot situation.
Explosion's got to go somewhere. Went up.
Mrs. Claus is sort of standing out the front of the Santa's workshop and house.
And has seen Agent Zammit roll in wearing her husband's jacket?
Well, if you stop the vehicle and get out, she's kind of wringing her hands.
I want to look to you. And I want hopefully the rest of the crew also look to you. To be like, well, go on.
You better do it, Agent Dusha.
All right. I don't feel bad about this because I didn't do anything.
You step out onto the snow. Mrs. Claus approaches you. What happened? My dear Saint Nick, he ran off. Some men came and spoke to him, and then they ran off together. I don't know where he went.
So, Mrs. Claus, I've got some terrible news.
Yes?
Unfortunately.
It's like brushing off a bit of brain.
Unfortunately, there was an incident in Longyearbyen. And your husband didn't make it.
No! She falls to her knees. No!
I'm so sorry. Look, we're working together with Charles Xavier, and hopefully we can do something about this. Hopefully.
Charles, maybe he's sitting in the, you know, on the snow in his wheelchair. He's like,
you just need to know that S.H.I.E.L.D. are doing everything they can. And if there's anything you need, you just let us know. We've brought his coat back in hopes that we can figure something out. Do you know if he had a workshop or anything?
Yes, well, his sleigh with all of the presents, it's in the garage, ready to go.
We're so sorry, Mrs. Claus. Understand, you know, what a terrible, terrible tragedy this is. Don't worry. We'll talk to our higher-ups to make sure that the person responsible for this will see some, you know, reparations.
It was Hydra.
For what happened.
Your husband was killed by Hydra.
I see.
I'm shaking my head. There's more. Look, right now that doesn't matter who is responsible.
Yeah.
But Is this like the movie Santa Claus? You know, with the E? Well, he, you know, with had, Tim Allen?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, he had all the power, but maybe a little of it has gone into that suit of his.
I don't want to make, you know,
maybe if we get you into the sleigh and you, the reindeers are all sort of harnessed up, and maybe if you say the reindeer's names in order, maybe you can get a little Christmas magic,
right,
too.
Yeah, we'll head to the sleigh, but Agent Zammett, can you sit us with the reindeers in order, if you
can remember?
Yeah, I was
going to say, do you have a list? Because it's Comet and Cupid.
Dasher, Dancer.
Dasher, Donner. Donner and Blitzen.
Blitzen. Rudolph's at the front.
Rudolph is at the front. Is Rudolph around here, or is he being picked on yet? Or still?
No, he's at the front of the sleigh.
So he's at the front of the sleigh. Rudolph, will you guide my... Hey, question, Mrs. Claus.
Yes.
In your long marriage, beautiful, bliss life with your husband.
Yes.
I know. Was there ever an incident where, like, say, a person got presents and then it just stopped?
Well, the only reason I could think that that would happen is if they stopped asking for presents.
Huh.
Obviously, everybody deserves a gift at Christmas.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, crazy.
What the fuck is going on?
She leads you to the garage where the sleigh is. You can see that there's a gigantic green sack at the back overflowing with Christmas gifts.
So many gifts, dude.
Reindeer are attached to the front of the sleigh. Uh-huh. Obviously, Santa is missing, but it otherwise is ready to go.
I want to, like, go up to the reindeers, smelling, hopefully, of Santa Claus, but, like, good Santa.
They give a little snuffle as you come by.
So I'm like, yeah, don't worry, it's me. And I want to, like, peep their names.
Okay.
They have, like, name tags.
You can read them. You can read it. Dasher, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen, Rudolph. You can read that as you go past.
Is that in reverse?
Oh, well, actually, you're right. It would be Rudolph, Blitzen, Donner, Cupid, Comet, Vixen, Prancer, Dasher.
Rudolph. Oh, I'm so sorry. My memory's terrible with this. Rudolph.
Blitzen.
Hubby. Okay.
You can spend as much time as you like.
Yeah, okay. We got this. So we got Rudolph. Blitzen.
Donner. Cupid.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Comet.
Oh, there's two C's. Okay, C-O-C-U. Yeah.
Vixen.
What's Blitzen?
Vixen. Prancer, Dasher.
So we got Vixen, Prancer, Dasher. We got Vixen and Blitzen. All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Last one's Dasher.
Yeah. Okay. Last one's Dasher. Okay.
I put my Dasher at the front.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Can we change the order?
No.
Okay,
is the order is special?
Why would you want to?
Well, you just said you'd put Dasher at the front.
I'm just. Yeah. They're not my reindeer. It's not my place.
I'm just wondering if.
Don't reorder.
I'm not reordering.
I think
you put it out.
We got so many bigger things to worry about.
Yeah, put it out there. I'm just trying to see if we could help you out. You had
I
an
think
issue.
What will help out is you remembering their names, you getting in the sleigh and saying their names.
Okay, all of you
clamber onto the sleigh.
Okay, everyone in the sleigh. Okay.
Everybody's sitting in the sleigh ready. You hold the reins in your hands.
All right.
And then, Zammett,
you
feel say.
A little twinkle of Christmas magic.
I'm looking at my, holding the thing. I look at my hand, which I've written down the initials of, like, the reindeer, because I'm like, okay.
Let's see how this goes.
Okay.
Rudolph, Blitzen, Donner, Cupid. Comet, Vixen, Prancer, Dasher.
There's a pregnant pause. And then nothing happens. The news the next day. The world mourns as, for the first time, possibly ever, Santa Claus does not come to visit at Christmas. His whereabouts are unknown, but the world is looking into it. Children have woken up, gone to look under the Christmas tree to find nothing. Today is going to be turned into a national day of mourning. The current head of S.H.I.E.L.D., Nick Fury, he has got a lot of manila folders with various organizations, the various branches and arms of S.H.I.E.L.D. He pulls from the top of his in pile the folder Joel, J-O-A-E-L. He shakes his head. He opens it up. It says the Christmas Project. Or the Christmas case. And he stamps it with a big fang. And he closes the folder and puts it in his out tray. The end. Thank you for playing Agents of Joel.
Thank you, Jackson.
That's okay. You killed Santa.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.